Hello, everyone. Erica here from Celeb Connect. Welcome to today's podcast. Today, we're here with Mia Voss, all the way from Colorado. She's a brand ambassador and lifestyle blogger, and we're going to be talking about reinventing and pivoting. And we're going to focus originally on, reinventing yourself and your brand or, you know, switching businesses. But since everything in the world is so crazy, with the coronavirus, I think we're going to be talking about that a little bit more. Thanks for joining us, Mia.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me on.
The 15 Minutes of Fame podcast, your destination to learn from people that are passionate about their business and have amazing stories to tell. Are you ready to elevate your expectations of what you thought was possible? It's time to get inspired.
So you work a lot with travel, luxury travel and lifestyle. Tell us a little bit about how this is all affecting your clients and the people you work with.
Sure. I mean, pre-CV, which, you know, for the pre-coronavirus, life was a lot different even as of 2 weeks ago. And I'm seeing a lot of people having to pivot. They've had big travel plans going. They were ready to go on a cruise with a luxury company and, you know, do brand ambassadorship. And now just everything has changed dramatically. Of course, in the States too, everything's kind of on a lockdown. So pivot is the name of the game right now, especially for gig economy folks too. I mean, this is affecting a lot of people. So not operating out of fear, but being cautious, I think is definitely how people are starting to operate here and around the world.
Yeah. And it's super scary because, if you work somewhere and you can't go to work, you know, maybe you're still getting paid, but when you have a business and you're losing a lot of your clients or things are being postponed or canceled, I think you need to find new ways to keep your business going, to keep moving forward. So how should people do that?
Well, a lot of it depends on, I think a lot of people will do well because it is the gig economy and the side hustle economy, which is a goofy phrase, but it applies. And so a lot of folks, I think, have a lot of things in place. And that, I know for myself too, that's what we were originally going to talk about, is having multiple revenue streams. Mm-hmm. And that is something that I started in 2008. I have a building inspection business. I do punch list management. So, which really boils down to me going on a job site and bossing a bunch of men around. It's awesome. I'm not going to lie to you.
It sounds fun.
It is. It can be adversarial at times, but it's making sure that things get built well from a aesthetic and functionality standpoint. So I was doing that full time 10 years ago, and here in the States we had quite a downturn in around the world, but definitely in the States here. So I had to reinvent, and that's when I got into social media, brand ambassadorship, working on social storytelling, and so doing a lot online. And so this social distancing thing I've kind of been doing for quite a while, just more on Google Plus. I would do remote interview shows and things like that. So I think that's going to up, that game is going to get upped even more, getting super clever. I think online sales are going to be really good. So if you have online service you can offer, is great. But you know what I think is really interesting about this particular, I mean, I guess it is a pandemic is what they're calling it now. I think it's going to unify a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, usually when there's some kind of disaster, you know, we thought 2020 was going to be awesome. Not so far, not so much. Whoops. My bad, but not so much. You know, we had the Australian fires, which really kind of started off this decade in the year, not so fresh. And now this thing is everywhere. It's not just a hurricane or a fire. It really is unifying people. And I think it'll be interesting to see how people do come together.
Yeah. And I mean, looking at the silver lining, it could sort of force people to move kind of towards the future in terms of working remotely and doing more things online that, you know, eventually they would have to sort of learn to do anyway, but now they're just being pushed to do it a little bit faster.
I got to say, all my introvert and ambivert friends, which I am what is definitely an ambivert. So I have an equal parts of an introvert and an extrovert. I get drained by folks, but I'm having a good time while I'm doing it. Then I have to go home and suck my thumb under a blanket for about 6 hours just to get my energy back. And I think, the introverts of the world are like, yes, this is awesome. This is awesome, you know. But I think it will be interesting to see. We just had last night it announced here, I'm here in Denver, that the schools are closing. Denver really does have some great policies in place, and our Colorado in general. And I saw so many posts from folks talking about, hey, who can I go and pick up? Can I go pick up for things for immunosuppressed people that are out there? Because people are going to Costco and all these places to stock up. And then they're talking about group childcare, because once the schools are closed, that affects, one, a lot of parents who still need to work and don't have childcare. And then also, and this is big, kids who depend on schools for meals.
Right.
So I'm seeing a lot of people unifying. Hey, how can I, can I take your kids? Can I, it's pretty neat. I'm feeling a group hug going on, virtually.
Yeah. I love it. What do you think, helping people with personal sort of things is one thing, but how do you think you can help people in their businesses? If you see that they need to sort of reinvent and pivot, do things differently, what do you think people can do to help each other there?
I think going online and offering education. There's a lot of content that people have. They can reshare about anything from health to, this is a time. I have a list. It's right above up here on my computer where I have 50 million tabs open. Shocker. And it's called My Flatten the Curve Things to Do. That's what they're calling it now. If you're going to self-isolate or to socially isolate, is that a list of things now that you can do now that you got some time. Of course, Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon Prime are at the top of the list. But I think a lot of people are going to reinvent and go through the list of things they've wanted to do. That could be write a book. That could be, again, put out educational information, online courses. I think we're going to come out a lot tight and upright in some ways for the folks who really want to do that. I also love the suggestion of, if you have the financial wherewithal, to kind of prepay for things. So prepay for some meals at different restaurants or services that you can't necessarily go to now. I'm going to be getting my eyelashes done, folks. I'm not giving that up. So, I may prepay for some things at the salons and some of my favorite restaurants. So I think there's a lot of different things that you can do depending on your financial straits.
Yeah, that's a really great idea. Actually, I hadn't thought of that, but restaurants, there's just so many businesses that are going to be affected. So yes, if you do have the means to do that, I think you should, for sure.
Yes.
Back to reinventing. So we're talking about that, and there might be people listening that are like, reinvent, like, how do I do that? Like, they just don't know where to start. Do you have any advice for people in that situation?
Again, with this, flatten the curve list, and that literally means like flatten the ability to transmit what's going on out there, because it is so hard to detect initially. I think making that flatten the curve list, like, what are these things that you've been wanting to do that you haven't had the time, and now you're kind of forced to have the time. And that's what a lot of people did in 2008, 2009. There's a lot of folks that, got fired from these large company, big box companies. And then they ended up saying, okay, I like photography. I like working with dogs. I like working with children. I've really been meaning to write a educational piece or an online course based on my experience. So to start thinking about, one, your wish list of things you've always wanted to do, but were afraid. And I do think that this kind of gig economy and the way the world has been going has really stayed in that in the last 10 years. Before 2008, people were really embarrassed to say, I want to kick all this to the curb and go live in a van down by the river, right? That used to mean something bad. Now it's pretty dang cool. I have a friend that's doing van life, and he used to be super corporate. He's backcountry adventures, and he's on YouTube. Look him up. And Brian Gallion is his name, and he gave up corporate life, and he's been doing this for about 4 or 5 years, and he's really honed it. It's taken some work, but I think thinking in terms of that, like, what is that wish list thing? What is that thing that you've wanted to get out there, that gift that you think it's not necessarily going to make you money right away. Unfortunately, there's really not a lot of things. And don't go doing that whole like MLM BS, folks. Knock that off. Okay. I mean, to an extent, I love Young Living. I love the essential oils company. That doesn't mean I'm going to go out and try and, sell my last, give everybody to spend their last dollar. So think outside of that and think more of a bigger picture. But I think it is thinking about that flatten the curve to-do list, honestly, dreaming.
Yeah, I think you have to be creative. And I'm like you, I have a few friends that have given up their corporate lifestyle and they've moved into, let's say, an RV, and they're, you know, they're kind of living their passion. And I'm not suggesting that everybody, I mean, I couldn't live in an RV, like I would be crazy for sure.
I like my stuff, man.
Yeah, not for me, but for some people it's great and I'm happy for them. But yeah, maybe this is a great opportunity to really sit down and figure out, you know, what do you want to do? Like what things have you, you know, be creative, like follow your passion.
It is. And you know what, honestly, I'm doing the flip right now because I followed my passion and came up with a way to get paid to travel. Now, granted, it took a long time to get that going. And quite frankly, things like Fyre Festival, the overkill of influencers really leveled that playing field. Now, I've done okay because I've always done my due diligence and done exactly what I said I was going to do. But there's a lot of folks out there who just want to get free stuff for not doing anything. And people do think that's, you know, kind of what I do a little bit, to be honest. They see me traveling and driving new cars and all that, but I put in the work. And so I create the content to be able to deserve to say, hey, give me that free car for a week. I'll write about it. I'll tell you my experience. Send me to Africa for 2 weeks with your group. And guess what? You're going to get me taking along everybody along with me. But I have flipped in the last year and said, you know what? I love the money that comes with my building inspection business. Mm-hmm. And Denver has so much going on. So except for a few trips, I really scaled that back and started doing more of the building inspection, and kind of ebbed and flowed so that when one was really busy, the other one kind of went to sleep a little bit and back and forth. So I've gone a little bit opposite, to be honest.
Interesting. In my world, I mean, I work in conferences and, you know, so many conferences are canceled. And, you know, I think that people need to start thinking about other ways to do it, you know, like online conferencing, you know, I suspect might, you know, become a bigger thing. It's of course being done now, but better ways and people sort of learning how to do that effectively and get everybody engaged that way. So I think there's, instead of completely reinventing, you could also pivot and just do something a little bit differently. Yeah.
Yes. There's different versions of it. And, you know, there's a group here, and I did a talk on this a couple years ago about reinvention and moving from surviving to thriving. And one of the things I talked about was the third act. And that's something that Jane Fonda did a talk about that, about you have your first and second act. And then there's this third act, which is in your 50s, 60s, 70s, when you do something completely different and people forget about that. And mm-hmm. I think that people can start thinking in terms of, I'm just going to, you know, go through what my experience is and create this next act. And I agree. It's interesting to see how, you know, South by Southwest, that was the biggest one to fall. And that affects a lot of folks, but I think people will go online. But I think it doesn't have to necessarily be this huge thing. But I will say, this is my prediction or piece of advice, the quicker you start thinking about it, the better. So take the time right now, really check in. I get all woo-woo, so I apologize to the audience who isn't woo. But I do a lot. I've been doing a lot of meditation and just really sitting in some quiet time. And that I just literally, y'all, I just took Facebook off my phone this last night.
That's a big move.
It was, let me tell you something. It's big. So now I'm only checking on it on the computer because it just was like this flood of just misinformation and conjecture and fear. And so now I'm sitting in some quiet spaces to really think about the pivot. And I would highly suggest that.
So Mia, where can people find you?
I am at Mia Voss on the go, like the water, and Mia Voss on the go, VOSS. And then Mia on the go is my website, and I'll still be putting content out there. Now, whether I'm in a hazmat suit or not, that leaves to, you know,
I hope not.
We'll see. I need one that's fitted. I'll just say that.
Awesome.
Good talking to you.
Yeah, it was so nice to talk to you too.